All right, we normally don't, I'm not a traditional person, y'all probably know that. But this morning we are going to talk a little bit about mothers, and we're going to talk a little bit about how a mother's love is a reflection of Christ. So one of the things that we learn from studying the Word of God is that mothers have a unique and a crucial role in the lives of their children. And one of the other things that we do understand, that their children are actually God's children. So contrary to what some of you mothers might think or some of your mothers might say, first of all, motherhood is not a chore. How many of you think it's a chore? It's not a chore, and it's not an unpleasant task, even though sometimes you might think it is. But motherhood is a godly responsibility. So the mother has to be an ongoing role in the lives of their children. Now, some of you think that might end at a certain time and a certain age, but that ongoing role means that when they're youngsters, little ones up to teenagers, when you're teenagers to young adults, and even when they're adults with children of their own, you're still a mother to those children. So the role of the mother is going to change continually, and as it changes, it develops. Over time, it develops. So that means that the love, the care, the nurturing, the encouragement that has to be given, those things as a mother will never cease to exist in your life. So that means that mothers always have to what? They have to stand firm. They always have to show an unconditional love for their children. And even though there's going to be a lot of times in the lives of their children, that means that children are going to fall prey to the lustful desires of the flesh, the lustful desires of the eyes, and the pridefulness of the world, the life that we live in. Mothers will always express their love to their children through all of those things. And here's how they express their love. They do it by telling them over and over and over again that if you continue to follow after these immoral things in your life, you're going to make yourself sick. So no matter, it doesn't matter if a mother is a believer or a non-believer, every mother has Christ-like qualities. And those Christ-like qualities, whether they were a believer or not, at some point in life, those Christ-like qualities have brought their children and maybe their children's children, and maybe even the children of other mothers, those qualities have brought those children to see that there is a God, and the God that there is love. You'll find that in every mother. So in the book of Proverbs, we're going to go over and read a passage of Scripture in the book of Proverbs. Then we're going to look at a couple other passages. But in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and it's verses 10 through 30. Now, we'll not read the verses all in their entirety. You all can, later on, you can go through and read and study them. But here, we're going to, when you study and read the rest of the Bible, you're going to find out that when when Christ himself even talked about his mother, he quoted a lot of scripture from the book of Proverbs. But in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, starting with verse 10, he says, "Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies?" Now, as we go down through here, I'm just going to hit some highlighted scriptures. But it says, "She will do good and not evil. She seeketh and worketh willingly. She bringeth things from afar. She riseth up and she giveth everything that she has. She considereth, she planteth. She girdeth with strength. She perceiveth, she layeth her hands on, she stretches out her hands, she reaches forth, she is not afraid." These are all qualities and the role of a mother. She maketh things, she rejoices, she opens her mouth with wisdom, she looketh at everything well. And it says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband praiseth her." But in verse 30 it says, "But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Now, what did God want from the very beginning? A family. God ordained family. So that means His love for mothers, you can find it. It shines forth throughout the whole scripture, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. If you go back into the book of Genesis, Adam said what? Adam called his wife Eve because what? She was the mother of all living. So motherhood is a very important calling from God. And God instills qualities within mothers that are instilled within other people, but they don't really come forth out of a lot of other people. And one of the qualities that He instills within a mother is self-respect. A mother teaches her children self-respect. Another thing that she teaches her children is attentiveness to detail. Everything that you do in your life, she teaches you detail. And then, of course, a mother teaches responsibility. All of these things that we're talking about, if you just think about them in a spiritual sense of maturity, they're all things that Christ teaches or tries to teach us through the Word of God as we live our life down here upon this earth. So Christ uses these same qualities to describe how He cares for us and teaches us all of these things. If you go into the book of Isaiah chapter 66, Isaiah 66, verse 13, he says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted." So that means every mother, as a reflection of Christ, offers opportunity for growth in the lives of their children. Now, you might not have seen it growing up, but you probably realized it once you got older. So, and these are all opportunities that God will use to reflect in future years. God will use these opportunities to reflect understanding to others of His great mercy, His great love, and His great grace. So that means mothers point their children toward good works by training them in wisdom. If you go back into the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, and this is a very familiar verse, it says, "Train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Every time your mother tried to teach you something in life, she taught you just like the Word of God teaches us. Everything that she taught you and everything that God teaches us has both a promise and a warning. So when your mother tried to teach you something growing up, she gave you the promise, but then she gave you the warning of what would happen if you didn't fulfill that promise. So the promise that God tries to teach us is one of eternal life. The warning that He tries to teach us is one of eternal separation from Him. Every scripture that you study and meditate on in the Bible is going to come with a promise and a warning. So how did that affect you as a child growing up, and how does that affect you in your life today? Well, one thing we're all kind of adamant about is at some point in your life you say, oh, I know I'm a gift from God. And sometimes we say that with worldly arrogance, but your kids at some time or another say, yeah, Mom, Dad, I know I'm a gift from God. But what we didn't understand was, yes, we are a gift from God, but we didn't understand that God wants to use His gift, and He wants to use it to encourage all of mankind, all of humanity, and He wants to use that gift to show others the simplicity of the foundation of His love of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Now, is there still going to be those children who are rebellious? Roger. And depart from the pathway that you were taught by your mothers? Now, let me just explain to you this one thing. There's probably not a mother today that didn't have a child that didn't stray away from what they were taught. And sadly is, a lot of those mothers took that to heart. So that means they allowed Satan to tempt them to feel insecure, discouraged, disappointed. I didn't raise my kids right. Or I didn't. They would have been better kids if I would have done better. That is Satan's discouragement. And the only reason that mothers feel that way towards her children, and it's the same reason that God and the Son and the Holy Spirit feels that way sometimes towards us, is because they had so much love and compassion for their children, they didn't want them to fail in their life. So if you go back into the book of 2 Kings, he says, and it talks about how a mother answered about her children, and it said, if you read the whole story, and at the end it said, and the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will never leave thee. And she answered, it is well. At many times in your life as a mother, over your children, you're going to experience sadness, worry, hopelessness. You're going to experience all these things. But what we've got to remember is that God has given the ability that in the most distressing times in the lives of mothers and their children, God gave mothers the power and the strength and the ability to always see the outcome and say, it is well. So in the book of John, chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, and when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. Christ himself, when he hung on the cross, he was paying the debt of sin for all of humanity, took the time to show the greatness and the importance of his mother. So through everything that was going on in his life, through his compassion, he made provisions for his earthly mother. And he'd done this by placing them in the care of, the Bible says, his most beloved disciples. Now, there's a reason for that. We, as we read and study the Word of God, there are many, many lessons that we can be taught from the crucifixion and the resurrection. And one of these lessons that we're taught is concerning the welfare of all mothers. Christ, before he completed his work on the cross, he didn't complete it without first fulfilling the responsibility of family. Because that's what God wanted, was a family. So Christ established the family for his Father. And through this, he showed all of humanity how to respect and have compassion for one another. And he showed them that there was nothing like a mother's love. And he showed them that there is no greater gift that you can give in return for a mother's love than the gift of having a meaningful relationship with Christ himself. That is the gift you and I can show in return for the love that your mother gave each one of us. So God just didn't create man and woman. God created family. And his intent was for his family to be a reflection of the family of God. God's earthly family cannot, could not, would not have had life without mothers. Just as his godly family cannot, would not have had life without Christ. So this is the reason why that when Christ hung on the cross, he told his disciple, his most loved disciple, who represented the church or the body of Christ. So that means that was passed down to the body of Christ. And he told his disciple to specifically take care of his mother, because Christ's mother represented all of humanity. So the church is supposed to take care of the eternal life of all of humanity. That's our responsibility. And for this reason, a mother's love is the greatest reflection of Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord, it's with truthful and thankful hearts that you've allowed us to gather together, Lord, and to come together, Lord, this morning, and to recognize mothers all over the world, and Lord, just to be able to show, Heavenly Father, through each and every one, the love and the compassion that you had when you gave your Son to take care of all of humanity. And we just pray this day, Lord, as we go out into the world and as we do those things that we pray are pleasing unto thee, that, Lord, we'll always allow this love and compassion that we've learned down through the years, that we'll allow this to shine forth, Lord, to all that we come in contact with. For we know, Lord, that the most important thing in this life is to look forward to our eternal life with thee, not just for ourselves, but for everyone that you allow us to come in contact with. We're so thankful, Lord, for every opportunity that you give to us. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that as we look to your leadership and your guidance, that we'll always be found letting our light shine so that others may see your good works within each and every one of us. Forgive us, Lord, where we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Help us, Lord, not to forget to give you praise and honor and glory for all things. For in Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Okay, I know the kids have some stuff for you all. Does anybody else have anything this morning? Don't forget, they Bible study Wednesday night. We'll probably finish up on chapter 11, and then we're going to move on to... Forgotten. I got it on the tip of my tongue. The difference between religion and salvation. So, okay, do you just want them to get them on the way back? Okay, so let's all stand. We'll praise the Lord three times, and then the kids have stuff for you in the back. Or for the mothers. And fathers are left out today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining in on the fire.